Zoe Whiteside, Zoe, Zoey, Whiteside, Whiteside, date of birth is March 17th, 1998. This is for date of service, 10/24/2022, dictating the plan only. Plan number one for her postprandial hyperglycemia, continue to wear the Freestyle Libre 2 system. We downloaded this and the results showed an average blood glucose of 96 milligrams per deciliter with a low range blood glucose between 54 and 69, about 4% of the time over the last 2 weeks. No noted hypoglycemia overnight. This is only seen postprandially. Next number, therefore, for her reactive hypoglycemia, we decided to get a CT scan of her abdomen to rule out any possibility of an insulinoma. The results from the CT scan on 10/22/2022 showed normal contrast enhanced CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. Next number, a previous 8 a.m. cortisol was normal at 15.1, ruling out adrenal insufficiency. And thyroid function studies have also been within normal limits. Next number, I will prescribe a glucagon emergency source with Baqsimi. B-A-Q-S-I-M-I is a nasal powder of glucagon. Next number. At this point, my recommendation is to get a GI consultation to manage her dietary choices. The recommendation is for her to eat every 2 to 3 hours of a combination of a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate. Avoid any concentrated sweets. Next number. Approach is to consider starting a medication that could reduce gastric emptying and reduce the patient's overreaction of producing insulin to food. And therefore, we will try Rybelsus 3 milligrams once daily as tolerated. Next number, the patient lives in Wesley Chapel and will be following up with providers at Wesley Chapel. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.